With SRN News, I'm John Scott. America marked the 24th anniversary of the deadly terror attacks with solemn ceremonies at commemorations in New York, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, punctuated by moments of silence, the tolling of bells, and the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed. At the 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon, the 184 service members and civilians killed when hijackers steered a jetliner into the headquarters of the U.S. military were honored in a ceremony attended by President Trump and First Lady Melania. At Ground Zero in New York City, 8:46 a.m., a single bell tolls to mark the moment when United Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Frieda Markow, whose cousin was a firefighter killed on 9/11, says the anniversary never gets easier.
I can't believe, wrap our heads around 24 years when it feels like yesterday. And it's tough. Every year it gets tougher and tougher. And hard to believe. So many years have passed, and yet it stood still.
President Trump plans to award Charlie Kirk with the nation's highest civilian honor.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The manhunt is continuing for the sniper who assassinated Charlie Kirk on Wednesday. A high-powered rifle has been found. This is SRN News. Young people don't care about marriage or kids.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to subpoena medical records of children who receive sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs at various medical facilities, the Justice Department says. That information is needed to investigate possible fraud or unlawful off-label promotion of drugs. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the DOJ has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide so-called gender care for patients under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors in the nation's capital will no longer bring felony charges against people for possessing rifles or shotguns in the District of Columbia. That's according to a new policy adopted by the leader of the nation's largest U.S. Attorney's Office, correspondent Bernie Bennett, with the update in this report.
That office will continue to pursue charges when someone is accused of using a shotgun or rifle in a violent crime or has a criminal record that makes it illegal to have a firearm. Local authorities in Washington can prosecute people for illegally possessing unregistered rifles and shotguns. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said in a statement that the change is based on guidance from the Justice Department and the Office of Solicitor General and conforms with two Supreme Court decisions on gun rights. The new policy also covers large-capacity magazines but does not apply to handguns. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.